This morning we have Mayor Peary joining us.
Yes, yep.
To get right into it, next week the city of Timmins is planning the community cleanup. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, the community cleanup is basically monitored or modeled on something that we did for years and years and years. I mean, as long as living out in the community. Barber's Day, they had a once-a-year cleanup with everybody that was all in the community. And really, I know we can't do that this year, but we would all pitch in, and there was really a large group of people that cleaned up every road in the area and including the municipal road, and picked up the garbage, picked up the litter. And quite frankly, in the afternoon we got together, and there was always the Jasmines put together. They hosted a barbecue, and so it was a combination cleanup. You got to see your neighbors that you probably hadn't. You know, a lot of the people in that area would travel to other places, the States and elsewhere, Mexico, for the winter, and it's the first time maybe you've seen people in a number of months. So it was a community get together. It was just a great event. So that's really the genesis of this idea. Well, let's expand this idea to the whole, every community within the city of Timmins, block by block. And then it all takes is essentially just a few leaders within the community, and it's amazing how quickly that gets done. And we're doing it in combination with the chamber, who had organized a business cleanup. And that's always been very successful. The chamber, I know, has done that for a couple of years, and it's always very successful. At the same time, the city is organizing the cleanup in the parks, as well as enforcing bylaws, enforcing the rules in relation to business owners and cleaning up their own properties. But I mean the absent landowners and things like that. So it's a real community involvement. Of course, this year is a little different because not only are we in lockdown, but we've declared a state of emergency. So it will be modified to simply say, can each individual do their part from the point of view of the community cleanup? Even if it's as little as pick whatever's in front of you in your own lot, which I'm sure most people are doing. But that was the original idea and the genesis, and I know myself. I've always enjoyed those community get-togethers around a theme. So although it won't be in the full, it'll be modified this year, but hopefully it's something next year that'll be the theme, and it simply gets done. And we've had local leaders in that. You know, like the Friends of Porcupine River Watershed Committee, headed by Brenda Torres, and that whole group has always been very, very active, and the cleanup in around South End hotspots that have been there since I was a kid, like Tisdale Davidson Road, down road Goose Lake. Those efforts will be expanded to involve more bylaw people involved. So that we actually have cameras put in place. There's leaders like Rick Ciccone have been involved with this campaign for decades. Rick's always the type of guy that's always there when you need him. So leaders like that go a long way to essentially making the city a better place.
Yeah, and that community cleanup is going to be starting next week. You did mention the state of emergency, which was just announced. What does that really change for us here in Timmins? Because we were already under a stay-at-home order.
Yeah, the biggest thing that changes, of course, is, let me back that up. In the afternoon of April 1st, that's when we had our first public statement, where we said the variants are here. The viral loads with these variants are much higher. Consequently, it's far more contagious, and the younger people will get sick. And that's what we've been watching. This a couple weeks ago, we had another announcement, again imploring people to follow the rules, essentially that same rules that have been in place for well over a year, 14 or 15 months. And when I've been asked, what would I do? We had declared a state of emergency last year, probably about 14 months ago, and then it ended, and I said, well, would you ever declare one again? I said, yes, because it all depends on what's going on at the hospital. Because if you remember, it seems like a long time ago, but 15 years ago, that was the warning. The hospitals would be overrun. So we watched in horror on the weekend. We saw 57 new cases. So we jumped on the phones first thing Monday morning, Parkland Health Unit, Tim and Sister Hospital, EMS, imploring us to, working with us to declare a state of emergency, and that's resulted Monday afternoon on the basis that the capacity, of course, our hospital's full. We only have 9 at and that's with surge, where we have intensive care beds with ventilators. We've had to get more ventilators from the province. There's not a hospital set up in the city, or sorry, I'm sorry, in the province that is set up to handle that type of emergency respiratory injuries. So that was why that was the genesis of that declaration. But we said, well, essentially the question is, what can we do? We're already under a lockdown. And the answer was, we can implore the province to declare us as a hotspot, which then allows them to provide more vaccines and supplies as required, PPE, to handle this. So that's what we've seen. As a result, we've had more vaccines delivered. We have clinics set up. I think you've seen the schedule for the clinics, including pop-up clinics. The age has been dropped down to 12. So we're imploring people, get the vaccines, put your arms up. At the same time, do not forget the fact that you have to have your masks and you have to have practice the COVID-19 protocol, which is essential. If we're ever going to see ourselves get out of this lockdown. And remember, Monday morning we had our regular update with the business community, and we've seen the closed storefronts. I mean, the small businessmen here are just hanging on by their nails and by their fingernails, and we can't afford that happen, of course, from a business point of view. But the individuals that are affected by that, the fact that they've lost their life savings, surely the community can rally and say we can do this, we can get this done. You know, it's a few more weeks and we'll be through this. But make no mistake about it. I mean, the province is talking about easing restrictions on June the 2nd, and the Parkland Health Unit will not lift any of the restrictions with the case count that we have right now.
Yeah, and because of that, especially going back to the vaccines, this weekend there's a huge push for people to get vaccinated, especially with Holiday Monday, Timmins Transit offering free transportation to and from those clinics.
Yes, everything's been organized. Yeah, there's free transportation. We've done everything possible to get people to get those clinics, to get themselves vaccinated.
Yeah, and because May Run is tomorrow, well, technically today, there is a bit of a fear that people are going to be going to parties, that they're going to be gathering with friends. What would you have to say to people who are potentially thinking about breaking the stay-at-home order?
Don't. Just don't do it. This is all a matter of individual responsibility from day one. The individual that has the highest vested interest in protect themselves and their family are those individuals. It's all about individual responsibility. There is no, as I said, these variants are now. We've seen the kids under 10 years old. in our hospitals. So, you know, people can say, okay, this is a party weekend, but I can't imagine anybody feeling comfortable with the idea that they're responsible for making a child sick.
Yeah, it's definitely get vaccinated, stay home as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mayor Peary. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, these are serious times, and let's make sure that we look in the mirror Tuesday morning that we haven't done anything been responsible for anything for making the situation worse. So that's all it takes. It's your responsibility, and take it easy out there.
Thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Okay, thank you.